All right, our next speaker, Lucas Owen from Bayer Crop Science, will give us a presentation on new Glytol Liberty Link Twin Leak varieties from Bayer Crop Science for the Delta. Lucas. All right. We are there. Oh. And I'm going to give you 20 minutes to fill both of these slides.
I won't need all that,
but just take your time.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and get started. Today I'm going to be talking about new varieties from Bayer that we're going to be releasing for commercial launch in 2016 in the Stoneville brands. Before I get started, just some forward-looking statements. In this presentation, it may contain some statements or assumptions and forecasts from the Bayer group and subgroup management. But basically what it's saying is we assume no liability from what is being presented today. So the two new varieties that I'm going to introduce to you today for the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic is Stoneville 4848 GLT and Stoneville 4949 GLT. To highlight the first one, Stoneville 4848 GLT was tested as BX1633 in 2015. This variety is has the GLT trait package, which has the two herbicides, Glytol Liberty Link technology, as well as Bayer's proprietary Twin Link technology for protection against lepidopteran pests. This variety has exceptional yield potential. It is an early, medium maturing variety. Has a good fiber quality, high lint percent with moderate plant height. Very similar to that of Stoneville 4747 GLB2. And as I said, this variety, as you can see from the illustration, is adapted to primarily the Mid-South, Mid-Atlantic, and even parts of Southeast Texas. Just looking at some agronomic data on Stoneville 4848 GLT. Compared to Stoneville 4747 GLB2, Stoneville 4946 GLB2, Stoneville 5115 GLT, and Stoneville 6182 GLT. Moving forward with this variety, all comparisons will be made against those commercial lines that we have currently available. If we look at percent open boll, we can see looking at the letter groups, that Stoneville 4848 GLT falls in between Stoneville 4747 GLB2 and Stoneville 4946 GLB2 in terms of maturity. Now, just to kind of refresh your memory, if you're not familiar with our naming system, with Stoneville varieties, 4 will be an early maturing variety, a 5 will be a mid, and a 6 will be a full season. So, and the second number in the name is basically a refinement of that maturity. So the 4.8 falls in between the 4.7 and the 4.9 maturity. Moving over, looking at boll type, basically this is on a scale from 1 to 9, 1 being very open or loose boll type, and 9 being very tight in the burr. We see that 4848 GLT is actually a little bit looser than Stoneville 4747 GLB2 and Stoneville 4946 GLB2. Looking at early season vigor, not as vigorous coming out of the ground as Stoneville 4946 GLB2, but it is the same statistically as Stoneville 4747 GLB2. Final nodes and plant heights, we see no significant difference between Stoneville 4848 GLT and Stoneville 4747 GLB2. However, it is statistically has lower nodes than Stoneville 4946 GLB2. Looking at final plant height, no significant difference between this variety and Stoneville 4946 GLB2. Looking at some performance data from the Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic for 2015. If we, I just want to highlight a few things on this chart. If we look at lint percent, as I mentioned earlier, this variety has a very high lint percent. If we look at how Stoneville 4848 GLT compares to Stoneville 4946 and Stoneville 5115 GLT and Stoneville 4747, we see that it's significantly higher gen turnout or lint percent than all three of those varieties. One thing I'd also like to highlight is if we look at length of Stoneville 4848 GLT. Now I mentioned that this variety is really exciting to us because it is potential replacement for Stoneville 4747 GLB2 in the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic. But one of the things, or one of the positive things about Stoneville 4747 GLB2 is the fiber length of that variety. This variety is significantly lower in fiber length. However, if we look at loan value, it is statistically equal to Stoneville 4946 GLB2 in terms of loan value. So with Stoneville 4848 GLT, we're giving up a little bit of fiber length to Stoneville 4747 GLB2, but it's still equal to that of Stoneville 4946 GLB2. If we look at yield, that should say 2015 performance in the Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic. We see that the yield of Stoneville 4946 GLB2 was 1274, which is not significantly different than Stoneville 4848 GLT. And we see Stoneville 4848 GLT performing better than the other varieties that were in the comparison, including Stoneville 4747 GLB2. This is 73 head-to-heads from the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic. If we break this down a little bit further, we can look at the region. Again, we have the variety on the left, and you have overall yield with 73 observations. But if we break it out through looking at the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic, we have the yield of 1390 versus 1330, respectively, with Stoneville 4848 GLT and Stoneville 4747 GLB2. Similar results, although the yields were off a little bit in the Mid-Atlantic this year due to some weather events that they had late in the season, but we do see a difference in yield, a benefit with Stoneville 4848 GLT over Stoneville 4747 GLB2. Looking at irrigated versus dry land across those regions, again, we see improved yield in both the dry land and irrigated situations. If we break it out by state, looking at Missouri, Arkansas, together, the Missouri Boot Hill region, we're looking at 1458 versus 1414. The nod goes to Stoneville 4848 GLT. For yield in that region, with looking at 13 observations in the Mississippi, 1447 versus 1402, Louisiana, 1275 versus 1178, close to 100-pound difference there, and then in Tennessee, 1326 versus 1273. So, very strong performance, across both regions, the Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic, as well as each state in the Mid-South. So just to summarize, Stoneville 4848 GLT, as I stated, this variety has excellent yield potential. Responds well under irrigated and dry land situations, both for the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic. It is an early medium maturing variety, falls in between the maturity of Stoneville 4747 GLB2 and Stoneville 4946 GLB2. Final plant height was equal to that of Stoneville 4946 GLB2, and we're recommending this as a good replacement with a GLT trait package for Stoneville 4747 GLB2 in the Mid-South and Mid-Atlantic. Also, this variety appears to be well-suited for a lot of different soil types, as well as having a Glytol Liberty Link twin link trait package that allows growers to be to fight glyphosate resistant weeds, as well as have BT protection for Lepidoptera pests. Moving on to the second variety that I'll be talking about today is Stoneville 4949 GLT. This variety was tested as BX1630 GLT in 2015. Again, as you can see, it has the Glytol LibriLink Twin Link technology. This variety has exceptional yield potential like the Stoneville 4848 GLT. It has good fiber quality, high lint percent, also has verticillium wilt tolerance, as well as the trait package with being able to spray full labeled rates of Liberty herbicide as well as a glyphosate herbicide. As you can see from the illustration, this variety is adapted very similar to that of Stoneville 4848 GLT. We look at some agronomic data from 2015. If we look at percent open boll, you can see that statistically there's no difference in the maturity of Stoneville 4949 GLT and Stoneville 4946 GLB2. And it is significantly later than Stoneville 4747 GLB2. We see no difference in boll types across all the commercial varieties that we have. Most of them being in that 6 to 6.5 range. Early season vigor, we see that it is a little bit slower to come out of the ground than Stoneville 4946 GLB2. However, it is no different than Stoneville 4747 GLB2 or Stoneville 5115 GLT. The final nodes are equal to both Stoneville 4747 and 4946 GLB2. And final height of the Stoneville 4949 GLT is actually no significant difference. However, it is appeared to be a little bit taller than the Stoneville 4946 GLB2. So one of the things to make note of here is the transition from Stoneville 4946 GLB2, which most of us are familiar with. Being a very popular variety in the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic, this variety is one that will likely be able to transition onto the farm without any major alterations in management styles. If we look at performance, again, more performance data from 2015, again, exceptional lint percent. We see Stoneville 4949 GLT has higher lint percent than Stoneville 4946 significantly, as well as it does against Stoneville 4747 GLB2. Similar to what we saw with Stoneville 4848 GLT, a little bit lower in length. However, if you look at the loan value, we see no significant difference in loan value between Stoneville 4949 GLT and Stoneville 4946 GLB2. And if we look at yield, a substantial difference between Stoneville 4949 GLT and Stoneville 4946 GLB2. We see a significant difference, 1,349 pounds versus 1,288 pounds with the Stoneville 4946 GLB2. This is from 40 observations across the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic. And those two were statistically higher than Stoneville 4747 GLB2, Stoneville 5115 GLT, and Stoneville 6182 GLT. Now, if we break it on down a little bit further, again, looking at across regions, the Mid-South, Stoneville 4949 GLT was 1,501 pounds versus 1,395 with Stoneville 4946 GLB2. If we look at the Mid-Atlantic, we see actually a little better performance with Stoneville 4946 GLB2. Moving over to irrigated versus dry land, we see in both situations over close to 100 pounds difference in both of those irrigated or dry land scenarios. Looking at various states, Missouri, Arkansas, 1516 verses 1419. In Mississippi, 1565 verses 1424 with 12 observations. Louisiana, 1284 and verses 1269 with 5 observations. And then in Tennessee, 1548 and 1410 with in all of those states, Stoneville 4949 GLT outperforming Stoneville 4946 GLB2. So to summarize this variety, Stoneville 4949 GLT, as you can see, is a variety that has exceptional yield potential. It's consistently beating Stoneville 4946 GLB2, which is a very solid performing variety in the Mid-South and the Mid-Atlantic. We're looking at an early mid-maturing variety, very similar to 4946. And as I said, the growth and management of this variety would be somewhat of an easy transition for growers to bring this GLT variety with the exceptional yield potential that's already been growing Stoneville 4946 GLB2 onto his farm without making any major management alterations. As I also mentioned, this variety has verticillium wilt tolerance. As I had a slide here, didn't get entered in, but what we see from the data in Texas is that Stoneville 4949 GLT has vert wilt tolerance equal to that of Stoneville 4747 GLB2. So with that, that's all I have. If there are any questions, I'll entertain any at this time.
Questions for Lucas?
Yes, sir. So you're saying in different regions, different conditions, would the yields have been as good? So, yeah, from each region, things vary. I mean, weather conditions vary from year to year, but this year was a very good cotton growing year for the Mid-South. And then we had some issues in the Mid-Atlantic with harvest. Had a lot of rainfall. I'm not sure if that speaks to your question. Yeah, that well, it could vary either way. In certain areas you have good conditions, and in other areas you have conditions that don't favor yield.
All right, thank you, Lucas.